All right, we got some purrs, got some chimes, got chimes, purrs, bells. You know the deal. Come on, you've been here before, right? Hey, everybody, Shane here with DailyAstroCat.com. And today is Saturday. It's the 13th of April. And we got you here today, and let's talk about the astrology, shall we? It's Catter Day, as we like to call it, and the moon in Gemini is void, of course, at 10:35 and enters Cancer at 1:45 p.m. today. So that's a void of course moon, right? Okay, so void of course moons are good for, not really doing much of anything, not initiating anything for sure, and also for not retaining much information. So whatever we happen to do is just fine. So let's talk about this. We've got the moon in Gemini that we start the day with. And, you know, it's going to be a good day. Gemini is an inquisitive sign. It's very versatile. It's intelligent. And we're going to be able to put that to good use this morning because at 2:35 this morning, the sun was sextile with Gemini. So what we are and what Gemini is kind of meshed well together, right? It was like, oh, we can wake up, we can get some stuff done. Not so fast, okay? Mercury's still retrograde. This is the second take. I never do two takes, and I lost the first take. Don't ask me how. So that's Mercury retrograde going, hi, surprise. And secondly, look, we have Neptune at right when that void of course happens is square with the moon. Now, this is going to make for a pretty challenging day overall because, you know, if our feelers are going to be out there, we're going to be extra sensitive, and we're also going to be extra susceptible to really doing things the wrong way, particularly if substances are your game, drinking or, you know, anything like that. You may be better off to stay away from that today, because today could be challenging. With that moon entering Cancer, that tends to favor, home, family, those kind of things, right? Cancer things are like that. But remember, Cancer is also a cardinal sign. So the cardinal signs are initiators. So we're going to initiate some things. We're going to be doing some things on our own terms. That'll make us happy, okay? It's not a very good day. So we have to focus on things that are going to make us happy and bring people together and not drive them apart. Alcohol tends to drive people apart. Okay. Now, with that being said, we also have to remember that we've got one little bugaboo here, and that's the technology thing, okay? It already tripped me up once. It's there. We can use it, but we can't quite see it. We don't know quite what role it can play. After today, when the moon enters Cancer, you'll be pretty much okay. We just have to make sure that we're being very careful watching our words, because Mercury is still retrograde. Remember, Mercury in Aries, that's that sharp tongue, right? Still retrograde. We cannot do that. Oh, that's not something that's conducive to what the moon wants us to do in Cancer. And remember, the moon's at home in Cancer, so that emotional thing can feel really good if you embrace it, oh, right? If you try to push it away, it's not going to feel that good. The moon in Cancer feels safe and secure when she is in the confines of her own boundaries. There's a cautionary tale here. Don't get out in the weeds. Don't discuss things that rock the boat. Just don't. This is not the day for it. Okay? Now that I have that said, we have a couple of conjunctions that are still kicking around. The closest one is actually the Mars and Saturn one. And remember, actions taken today, oh man, you want to go fast? You're not going to go that fast. Saturn is there to pull it back. Now, Mars is starting to separate from Saturn, and that is what we call, that's a different kind of motion, okay? That is a that's a separating kind of the conjunction. The conjunction either is separating or it's closing, okay? It's opening or closing. This is beginning to open. This isn't an opening conjunction. A closing conjunction is Jupiter and Uranus. Also at about 16 degrees, equally powerful, if not more so. Jupiter's a benefic. The two malefics do a benefic. Plus a crazy planet. Outdo two malefics. Don't know. All right, so now those planets, those malefics, benefics, who cares, right? That stuff is in the background. What's on stage, what's on play today is that emotional bonding that can happen and that moon and sun. So let's just focus on this, okay? We are underestimating our ability to expand our whatever we're doing with technology. That's not a subject for today, okay? The subject for today is that it's Caturday, and the moon in Gemini is void of course at 10:35 and enters Cancer. Today is Caturday, and the moon is in Gemini, and it's void of course at 10:35 a.m. And it enters Cancer at 1:45 in the p.m. Today is not going to sit very well with us. The transition from Gemini to Cancer is going to ruffle some feathers. This isn't going to be the day you imagined. In fact, you'd be better off sticking with what is traditional. That's kind of what Cancer is all about, right? That traditional stuff. Those water signs and their nostalgia. That will hardly be possible, however. And today's keyword is headache. The color is Tylenol white. Now, the self wants to move forward, yet the subconscious is whispering, not so fast. Now, that is due to that Mars and Saturn conjunction. And that's a pretty good conjunction, right? Mars, Saturn, yeah. We're talking like, ooh, that's holding us back a little bit. But you know what? It accentuates the spiritual stuff. So forget about the material today and focus on your spiritual well-being and act accordingly. Even if you have to brave the headache. Moody and awful, that's how today's going to feel. How you choose to deal with that will be entirely up to you. And get to bed early and be done with whatever it is that you are trying to do. It will be easier tomorrow. Yeah, especially recording because of the Mercury retrograde stuff. This is the third time that I've had to record this particular part. Not a happy camper. In 1960, the world's first satellite navigation system is launched. Transit 1B was primarily used by the U.S. Navy to update the navigation systems aboard their Polaris submarines. And in 1906, Samuel Beckett, he's an Irish-French author, playwright, and director. He was a Nobel Prize laureate, and he was born on this day. Like I said, today's keyword is headache, and the color is Tylenol white. Today is a 3. Happy astrocatting. Thank you.